Blog Talk Radio.
Journey Gray. I want you to settle in and experience some hip hop.
I'm tap dancing on the beat, Savion, Sammy Davis, man, cabbage packed in the Cadillac, smoking haze again. John Blazing, ghost writing, strike lightning. Call me Thor, control the flow, I'm Poseidon. When I'm writing, took the score of my life through the strife, found the Lord in the mic without a hype. Found freedom out, chasing the adrenaline, hoping I could spit again. One more song, open mics, I was killing them. Now you feel the power, the present is the gift, and the time is the hour. Seduce the seconds as they beckon for the second coming. I'm no messiah, but there's fire when I'm strumming. Vocal pause when I'm humming, like them bullets in the hundreds. In Chicago in the summer, from some youngins in the Hummer. I'm BB King with Adidas on, I'm complex. I'm Stephen King with the beat is on in context. You can consider me a killer in this trilogy. Place bring the realest on the show so you can feel it. We are a tribe leading new school scenarios. So listen close as we come you through your stereo. This is Journey Braves, and you are now tuned in to the D-Hour Show.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. You are now tuned in to the D-Hour Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. D Slate getting it in, as always, for the fit-ins, no doubt. You already know it's Celebrity Thursday, and tonight on Celebrity Thursday, we will be talking to 90s hit R&B group 2D Extreme. He's going to be in the building in a little bit with us to chat it up about their music career, and what's going on with the brothers right now. And, we'll be getting it in with those brothers tonight, so definitely don't go nowhere. And we're going to be playing all the hits, all your favorite celeb hits. You already know how we do it. We got some Christmas music thrown into the mix to help get you guys in the spirit. It's some Bah Humbuggers out there, and we don't want you guys feeling like you need to, because you're so grumpy. I don't want you to have to go through, because you're grumpy and you don't give a damn about Christmas. You go to sleep, and then the ghost of Christmas, you know, past, present, and future, come and see your trifling ass, because you don't want to believe in the spirit of Christmas. So you go through all that, and you can't call Ghostbusters because they don't exist. So now your ass out. So look here. We're going to play some Christmas music to help get you in the spirit so you won't have to go through all that. See, I'd be slight, like to look out for y'all. That's how we do it. In the building, getting it in for the fit-ins. We got the fabulous news tonight with the one and only, the beautiful Miss Fabulous in the building.
Well, hello, D-Slate, and hello to our listening audience of the D-Hour Show Radio Network, a Blog Talk Radio. Wonderful, wonderful Celebrity Thursday. So happy to be here, and I'm ecstatic about our guest to the extreme on this evening. Looking forward to it.
Absolutely, and also, we got some more Christmas dudes. It's the holidays, so we got some more We got five Christmas dudes or don'ts. We may have a few New Year's dudes or don'ts from my boy, my brother, CK, in the building.
Hey, everybody. Hey, Miss Fabulous. Hey, D Slate. How y'all doing tonight? And I'm looking forward to talking with 2D Extreme as well. So, you know, they was the stuff back then, so let's get this show going.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, people, we're going to be chatting it up about different things throughout the show and just getting it in and having some fun, as always, like we always do. And also, what I've been doing for this week, we've been playing some songs as a tribute to, you know, to the families. And,
you know, the victims of Sandy Brook out there in Newton, Connecticut. And I have two very special tribute songs that I'm going to play tonight for them, as well as some of the others who's lost their lives and some of the other families who've had to endure and had to go through some tragedies within the last couple of years. You too, you know, will be a part of this tribute. And hopefully we will never have to go through anything like that again. But our prayers and hearts definitely go out to all the families. And, you know, may all the victims definitely rest in peace, because they're right now in a place that we all wish and dream that we can be one day. So definitely, you know, make sure you guys keep a lock for that, because, you know, I want to definitely get it in with that. And we may just do that in a little bit, you know, in a few minutes, you know, because I would love to hear what my radio family, you know, has to say about and what they think about my selection for tonight as well. I want to start it off, though, with a little conversation before we get it popping. Before I do that, though, I know all the independent up-and-coming artists and all the singers and hip-hop artists are saying, D-Slate, how can we be on the D-Hour show? How can we have our music played on the D-Hour show? Man, look, don't ask the questions no more. Let me tell you, if you are a singer, if you are a hip-hop star or want to be a hip-hop star, if you are a fabulous poet, you like to have your music played on our show, on our network, you like to recite some of your poetry on our network, no problem. And it doesn't matter if you're an R&B artist, a hip-hop artist, or a gospel artist. You like to have your music played on our network, all you have to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com. That's dhourshow@gmail.com, dhourshow@gmail.com. You can also catch up with us on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Just search the keywords, The Hour Show. And also, if you have a business or a website you would like to advertise on our network, all you have to do is contact us, dhourshow@gmail.com, and we will get the details to you. We have a special going on right now for holidays. So definitely make sure you guys jump on that special, because it's a very nice special for those who have businesses and websites you would like to advertise on our network. I'm going to start it off by saying for Ms. Fabulous and CK, what's your favorite Christmas song and Christmas movie, and tell me why. I'm going to start off with Ms. Fabulous.
Go ahead, Brother CK.
Well, okay. Well, I was going to say go ahead with Pamela Ladies first, but...
Oh, that all newy hooey stuff. We're more libertarians, and we're, you know, yeah. Go right ahead. Your first initial is first. C becomes before F, so there you go.
You know what? It's okay. Let's see. My favorite Christmas song. It's so many songs, but I would have to say the Jackson 5, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus.
All right now.
It ain't nothing like hearing little Michael say, I really did see Mommy kissing Santa Claus, and I'm going to tell my daddy. And I'm like, wow. This little kid had all his emotion, and they were Jehovah's Witnesses, but, you know, that was like the stuff, you know.
He gonna tell daddy on himself, huh? Unless mommy was living foul, I just, you know, I don't know, you know what I'm saying?
We don't know. We really don't know. But my favorite all-time Christmas movie, it would probably be National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Oh, okay. Okay,
and
I saw that.
I guess, you know, when you have a Christmas with the Griswolds, it could never be something that doesn't go right. I mean, this man lives the whole house. And when they turn off the switch and on and off, I was like, he just shut his world. And he tried to have a best Christmas, and And then he went after Bill Murray's brother because he didn't get his bonus. It was funny. It's like, wow. Well, that was then Randy Quaid that went after him, so it was like, wow. But I've never forget it. It's always funny. Always great to see that movie.
All right now, Ms. Fabulous.
Absolutely. Thank you so very much, Dee Slade. I would actually like to say that One Little Christmas Tree by Stevie Wonder.
I like that.
I love that. I'm a huge Stevie fan, and it just has so much of emotion. Just kind of brings me to reality in terms of the Charlie Brown's Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown, the little teeny Christmas tree. You know, it just took a lot just to have it. But it's like when you got it, it became magical, and you never forget. And it shows that we should just be grateful for what we have. So, you know, there you have it. But in terms of televised favorites, I don't in particularly have a favorite movie, but I do have, if I may be able to do so, I would say Saturday Night Live's rendition, Christmas version or Christmas special would be my ultimate favorite. And Good Times, you know, the 70s African-American influenced sitcom when they had the talent show and Bookman was Santa Claus and he was dancing.
Oh, yeah.
Epic.
Yeah, I like that. That was good.
Yes. So those are my favorite picks.
Myself, you know, I gotta say that, you know, I remember watching a lot of, you know, older movies, you know, with my parents, and, you know, I came to like them because, you know, I used to watch it with them. You know, it was almost like a yearly thing to watch them, you know, around certain times, you know, certain holidays and different things like that. I have to say, Christmas songs. I have to say that my favorite, of course, is Nat King Cole, the Christmas song.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's my all-time favorite. And then as far as my movie, I'm actually a fan of White Christmas with Bing Crosby.
Hmm. All right.
You know, I used to kind of find myself, you know, and just for all the brothers out there to know that you know, I should kind of find myself singing some of the songs throughout the movie, but I used to put a Berry Gordy twist on it.
Right.
You know, I used to put a Motown twist on it, you know. But it's a really fun movie. It's a really good Christmas movie, and you know, I used to enjoy watching it all the time. You know, I remember watching it a lot as a kid. I know a lot of people like The Christmas Story and Miracle on 34th Street, and those are some pretty good movies. The one with the other gentleman kind of escaped me right now, who got his angel got his wings at the end of the movie. It's A Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
You know, some people are big fans of that one as well, but you know, I mean, those are good movies, but I gotta say White Christmas was probably my favorite. Yeah, I gotta go that route.
Right.
Now, before I get into the tribute song, it's funny. Everybody, I've been out there. You know, the shopping scene is kind of crazy right now, but it's not just Christmas gifts. It's actually people out there who's actually kind of preparing for doomsday, which is supposed to be tomorrow, you know, just for those who might like that information. You know, the rumor is supposed to be, you know, doomsday is supposed to be tomorrow. But, yeah, it's actually people out there buying stuff, you know. I mean, look, I don't know how many times I can say this. I don't know in what form or fashion I can say it and in what crazy voice and what nice voice I can possibly say it. But there is no date for doomsday. We're not going to know when it's going to happen. It does not work like that. Okay? Do you think right before the asteroid hit
and the dinosaurs was wiped out, do you think that somebody told the dinosaurs, oh, yeah, in a couple of days the asteroid going to hit and all you guys are going to be wiped out? No, they were just going about their daily. Asteroid hits, boom, no more dinosaurs. So there's no date. No one's going to know. It's going to happen when we least expect it because that's just the way it works out. And all I got to say is live your life. Keep living your life the way you live it, whether you live it right or just living right now. Just live your life and don't worry about all the doomsday nonsense and all the rumors about it's supposed to be a worldwide blackout for like 2 days. I think like on the 22nd or the 23rd, that's another rumor. It's supposed to be a worldwide blackout for 2 days. I mean, what is this, a live version of the new TV show, The Revolution? I mean, you know, there's no blackout. There's no none of that mess. So just, you know, people thought the same thing about Y2K. Oh, the computers are going to go out. Oh, the computer, it's going to be done. No more. Okay, as soon as midnight hit, I was online downloading music. So look, that don't work like that.
Mm-hmm.
It don't work like that. So trust me, live your life, enjoy it, be safe, and don't worry about doomsday, okay? Don't work like that. If you read the Bible, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here we have it. Once again, it is my pleasure and it is my honor to play a tribute to all the victims and all the families of all of the tragedies that we have been in, that we have endured within the last couple of years because of senseless crimes. And you know, of course, the people who committed the crimes have been labeled as monsters. But I'm not gonna go that far because I'm not God, and I don't judge anybody because that's not my job. But for all the families and the victims that had to endure, and everybody else that cried and felt the sadness and the depression of everything that's happened because of these tragedies that we had to endure in our country within the last couple of years, this right here, this tribute is for you guys. This tribute is for everybody that had to go through that and everybody that had to suffer that. May all our hearts and prayers definitely go out to everybody that had to endure and had to suffer that. D. Slate, Ms. Fabulous CK, the D Hour Radio Show Family Network is proud to present you guys with these two songs as a tribute to those individuals. Here is Tanya Blunt and Lauryn Hill with His Eye Is on the Sparrow. And then we also have Donnie Hathaway with A Song for You right here on the D Hour Show Radio Network.
And I know you are changing me. I sing because
together. Listen to the melody.
Again, Celebrity Thursday right here on the D-Hour Radio Network. Getting in D. Slate, Miss Fabulous, CK. We are in the building once again. That was Donny Hathaway, A Song for You. And before that was Tanya Blunt and Lauryn Hill with His Eyes on the Sparrows. My family, thoughts? What you guys think?
For me, real emotional. I've been trying to process this. For the last couple of days since it occurred, basically almost a week or so, a heinous, senseless crime and horrendous, one of the second deadliest, horrendous school shootings in U.S. history. I'm going to get into some more specifics about the very tragedy, yet, you know, heartfelt to the victims and families, to the country, basically, for such a great loss. My heart goes out to those children. But what I can say for is the industry committee, the industry community, I do say that salute. Saturday Night Live, The Voice, quite a few other shows and syndications have been making honorable contributions to the heroes and the victims, fallen victims. Just a tragedy.
Absolutely. CK.
You couldn't have picked but a better selection. Those are two of the greatest songs I love in the world. Like Ms. Fabulous is a very, very hard thing to process and deal with. the more I think about those babies and those innocent teachers and the principal, you know, it saddens me more and more. I just hope that the world can understand that this is not needed. No, please, no more of this, you know. What can we do? If someone's going through something, can we talk to you? Can we talk you out of feeling like that, you know? There are places to help, you know, anyone who's going through something. We just got to stop this. We got to stop all this corruption.
There it is. And I agree. I agree with both Ms. Fabulous and CK about everything that's happened, what's going on. And I do agree, and I'm glad Ms. Fabulous brought that up, as far as the industry and networks who have had different tributes and different things that they've had on TV shows. But I think it was fabulous for them to do that and to set aside their time to pay tribute to those individuals. And I definitely salute all the industry individuals and networks that were a part of that. And like I said, this was just our chance, you know, to do our part and pay our tribute to those individuals as well. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, we are at 9:30, 8:30 Eastern Central Time. Right now, it is now time for us to go ahead and get a chance to introduce our special guest for tonight. I'm going to give you guys a quick Christmas joint, and when we come back, oh yeah, we'll be getting in with the Brothers of 2D Extreme, so don't go nowhere. The Hour Show Radio Network Celebrity Thursday with 2D Extreme. We'll be back. Here's a little Stevie Wonder, Someday at Christmas.
Moms like kids play with toys. One warm December, our hearts will see a world where men are free. Someday at Christmas, there'll be no war. When we have learned what Christmas is for, when we have found what life's really worth, someday all our dreams will come to be. Someday in a world where men are free,
at Christmas time right here on the D-Hour Shows. Celebrity Thursday getting in. These slates, CK, Miss Fabulous, we are in the building trying to get you guys in the spirit right now. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for us to introduce our next special guest for tonight. To the Extreme, a trio comprised of Randy Gill, Jermaine Mickey, and D.S. Wiley, stands out with a unique sound and flair unlike any other group emerging from the surge of New Jack R&B artists from the 90s. To the Extreme converged onto the scene as an unsigned group with what was later to become a history-making single. They wrote and arranged Cry No More. Then still an unmastered demo on the air on WPGC in the group's hometown of Washington, D.C., the response to the song was epic, with demand for airplay of the song spreading nationwide while the group was still unsigned. Their highly anticipated album, To the Extreme, was released several months after the demo hit the airwaves and sold enough hits to earn Cry No More the prestigious status of RIAA certified gold. They made many hits and continuing to do so, continuing to perform. They have been in the industry for quite a long time, and that says a lot for such a talented group of men. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm D-Hour Show welcome to the brothers, Randy, the Extra, and Jermaine, to the Extreme.
How's everything going, man? It's a pleasure, to be here. Pleasure. And we want to say thank you for having us on, man. We really appreciate it. You know, and you're doing great things. You're doing your thing, D Slate. You're making it happen.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, I gotta say, man, it's an absolute honor, man, for me, Ms. Fabulous and CK, man. We're big fans of music. Of course, Cry No More is one of my favorites. Another one of my favorites is Up on the Roof that you guys did. That was actually a favorite of mine as well. But man, it's an honor. It's an absolute honor to have you guys
on the show.
I'll start it off around the room. Everybody, you can go ahead and introduce yourself and tell the crowd or maybe some of the new fans that don't know a little bit about you guys, who you guys are and how you got started with the group.
Okay. Well, my name is The Extra Wiley, and we came through the ranks in D.C., Washington, D.C. That's our hometown, our home base. And Randy and I, we had the best of friends in common, a guy by the name of Keith Martin, and we was always, you know, Randy had started a group called Nothing But the Truth, in which I came in initially to play drums, but ended up singing in, and Jermaine always was around our rehearsals or whatever. And then one day, you know, we had this brilliant idea of doing a smaller version, a more scaled down group. Which eventually led to me, Randy, another guy, Daoud, and Jermaine, which Daoud ended up, you know, going his separate way, doing some other thing, producing and whatnot. So, and that's how To the Extreme got started. But in terms of the industry, you know, with Randy having his brother in the industry, we was always kind of acclimated to the industry, you know. We had other friends that were in the industry from Jodeci on down to, I mean, everybody, Dave House. We always knew a lot of people in the industry anyway, but doing the small unit, the three of us, the trio, it was something that we really did work hard on our own to make happen, you know.
Yeah.
And we went to the studio and we put in the hard work. We recorded, and Randy had an interview at WPGC of course, he invited Jermaine and myself along, you know, because there was a question on the show with Denise Morgan, who had a show called What's the 411, The Diva. And there was the question of the day was who hear that Johnny Gill has a brother in, you know, in our hometown in D.C. that sings, you know, and she was, you know, she chose to answer the question the next day as you know, the call-in question. And Randy said, well, I'm going to answer it live on the air. D, you and Jermaine come through. And we came through, and I happened to have the tape with Cry No More, which was a demo we had did with anticipating doing a deal with Savage Records at the time, but okay. And it worked out for our best, yeah. And Paco Lopez heard it, and it went from, you know, on the air as exclusive that day to going number one within a week or two. And
right.
As they say, all the record labels start calling us, and we had a number one song on a bunch of radio stations in different cities without having a record deal. So we had to play hurry up and catch up. And so we had to, you know, basically play catch up, and that's what happened. You know, that's the history of To the Extreme getting started. And I'm gonna let the rest of the fellas introduce themselves, my brothers.
Okay, well, I'm Randy Gill, and basically Jessica said it all. That's basically how it happened. That's how 2D became, you know, 2D in the industry. We want to shout out and thank everybody for their support and for, you know, making our single, you know, a gold and requesting for the Cry No More, which Cry No More was written by Mr. DX Wiley on the phone there.
But and, it was also Help Arrange, but that hook was Help Arrange by Randy Gill. Randy Help Arrange too, so at the end of the day. So we did it as a combination. We do the 1-2 punch knockout.
Okay, but we're all on here. We're all, you know, friends. We're all brothers on here. We support each other. You know, we love each other, you know, to death, man. And it's like, and I love our friends and our family, you know, and we appreciate everybody out there. We wanted to put that out there also. And thank you guys for everything. And when we come back, you know, thank you guys for the support you was in also. So I'm going to pass it down to Mr. Jermaine White. I mean, Mr. Jermaine Mickey.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'm last. Okay. Jermaine Mickey. I think it was just me being at the right place at the right time. I always looked up to my cousin Randy, you know, being my big cousin, and Johnny, you know. And I didn't really have a passion to sing. I mean, I was a drummer just like the extra was. And, you know, I stayed in the background, sung with my mother, and, you know, they had a gospel group. And I just, you know, said, well, let me see what I got any vocals. You know, let me see what I can do. And just,
right.
Hey, the rest is history.
But you're leaving out something. Who got you in there, though? I kept telling you, like, hey!
Oh yeah!
I'm gonna talk to your cousin.
Yeah, he sure did. You know what? We gotta give him his props now.
But let me explain it to them. See, what it was, Jermaine was always hanging out with us, so me and him, we had a lot of the same likes. So we would be in the backseat, we're in the car, we'd be cracking up, singing harmony, talking about different groups, commission, whatever.
Right.
And we would just always talk. And so I would tell him, I said, hey, don't worry, I'm going to get you in. But I had to go to the boss. I had to go to Big Cuz and talk to him and get that permission. I said, and I would say, yo, Randy, man, what you think of Jermaine being in the group? Randy would be like, we think about it.
Hold on, D. This is my big cousin, right?
Right?
And, you know, all he thought I was good for just hanging with him, you know, until I came in and really, you know, said, hey, I can sing too, you know.
Right. But I'm gonna tell you what did it. We did a radio show, and one of the other original members couldn't make it. So when he didn't come, and they asked us to sing live a cappella on the air, and Jermaine already knew the song just from hanging out with us.
Yes.
So we just looked at it and said, you got it? And he said, yeah. He just nodded, yeah, I got it. And we just sang a cappella, three-part harmony, perfect. And I was like, you got to be in the group. I said, don't worry about it. I'm going to talk to your cousin. And so I was kind of like trying to like do a little sneak planning, trying to get him in there. You know,
yeah.
And I would talk to him, being ready. We'd be on the phone, and we were like, yo, man, but – I'm telling you, we need Jermaine in there. And you were like, oh, well, we'll see. Randy was like, well, we'll see. You know.
That's sad,
and, you know. So I was waiting for you, Jermaine. So when your gospel album drop, just 5% would do. Because,
you know
what I'm saying.
I love my brother for doing that, man. Because
yeah.
If it wasn't for him, My cousin ain't had no faith in me at all. Let me stop. Yeah.
But you know, in Randy's defense, and this is the truth. This is a good Christmas gift right here. He would always say, "No, he got a nice tone. He got a nice." He would always say that. He would say that. Randy would say,
yeah.
They had another cousin. Hey, D. Slate, check this out. They had another cousin that was kind of trying to get down. Everybody thought it was going to be that cat, you know, that get in. But I ain't going to call no name, you know. But I mean, but he had cool vocals. I mean, he was shooting them down like John Wayne. Anyway, the whole family can just sing. His sister Tanya and all the, oh my God, the whole family, Johnny, all of them, they just talented. The Mickey family, Gil family, that, you know, I'm gonna tell you that whatever was in that water when their parents was growing up, man, that was something else right there.
And you know what, we click, man, because we all, our families all blend alike. You know, D'Extra, he got crazy singers on his side of the family. We had crazy singers on our side of the family. So everybody was just a big family, man.
It's one big family. Yep. Ain't nothing like family. Yeah.
Let me go into this with you guys. And I'll pose this question for Randy. Tell us a little bit about from the time when you guys when Cry No More and the album was just doing fantastic. From that time until now, what has To The Extreme been working on? What have you guys been up to?
You know, our skills, you know, working on singing, writing, producing, working on, you know, just, you know, making ourselves better. So when we come out again, you know, we're coming out as our name speaks for itself. You know, we're taking it to another level. We're coming out even more extreme. Yeah.
Now, Ray, you got to go into your album, though. You've been working on your album. You got to go into it. You got to let the people know your album. He got a hot single out right now. You got to talk about that.
Well, you know, it's part of the producing and writing and stuff like that. Each one of us also are doing projects and stuff like that. I'm doing an album also that will be out next year, as well as Jermaine doing an album. And Mr. DX Wiley is doing shows, reality shows and things like that that he's going to tell you about also. So everybody's been doing different things, but coming together as brothers and creating things, you know, so that we can come back out as To The Extreme and do what we love to do and come back out and perform and, you know, and just do us.
Absolutely. Yes, definitely. You know, I think the greatest thing to be able to say, man, and to be able to tell people, especially some of these up and coming, singers out there, I think the most important thing about you guys and some of the other hit groups, man, and singers we've had on the show, man, you guys have longevity in this business. I mean, you guys have been in this business for a long time and you're still going strong and you're still performing and you guys are still writing, you're still making music. And I think that's so important to be a successful artist, man, is to have so much longevity in the business and for people to still know you and people to still love your music. I think that's important as an artist, and I think that's really important for new artists, up-and-coming artists, to know going into this industry. But that's the most important thing. You really want to have longevity in this business.
Right. Expounding on exactly what you just said, it just makes so much sense because, and this is D'Extra speaking. I'm sorry. I know voices might get mixed up. You can tell that the deeper voice, that's Randy. You know, the deep, sexy, you know, and the smooth. That's Randy. You know, that's Randy. And Jermaine, you know, he got the smooth baritone that know how to soothe you. You know, make you feel warm and friendly and fuzzy all on the inside. So you know, that's him. So anyway, but expounding just on what you said about new artists or whatever, I had the privilege of working with like different new artists that end up coming out. One of the notable ones that's out now was Frank Ocean. I was one of the first producers he worked with.
Oh, wow.
One of the first producers he worked with when he first drove out from Louisiana with all his stuff packed in his car right after he graduated. And he was one of the nicest young men you could ever want to meet. And I knew he was talented right away because I just bought a bunch of tracks over, and a friend of mine called me and said, hey, this guy just arrived from Louisiana, and he's gonna be he wants to be an artist. He wants to make it. He wants this and that. And the other, he said, come over right now. And he lived right around the corner from me. This friend of mine. So I went over. He said, bring some CDs. You know, at the time, he said, bring some CDs. You know, with some music on it. And I did. And when I got over there, every song I was playing, this dude was just coming off the top of his head writing stuff. And remember what he was saying, you know. And I was so impressed. I was like, let's get in the studio immediately. We went in the studio and cut about, you know, a dozen of songs. And he was really quick. And I said, you got something special. Your lyrics is just off the chain. His penmanship was off the chain. And I told him, man, we would talk all the time. Sometimes I'd get home from the studio and he would call me, you know, and just like, what about this? And I would just drop the science on him about just about the music industry and about life itself in general and how to conduct yourself in the industry. And, you know, and he was just such a good kid. And I remember I would get off the phone and I would tell my girl, I was like, you know what? He's just a real nice, you know, homie type guy, you know. And I said, but he's going to be big. And I shopped him around to different people in the industry. Big people in the industry, the biggest rappers in the game, and other friends of mine who, you know, run big labels, and they passed on him, you know. And at the time, he was going by the name Chris Bro, because that's his real name, Christopher Bro. And then he changed it and said, well, he's going to go by his grandfather's name, Lonnie Boy Jr. And in the meantime, I started writing scripts because I started working with Marvin Gaye, the third Marvin Gaye son. And you know, I was writing, you know, the screenplay, biopics, and some other things. And then and I told him I would help him in any way I can. And he went on, and as they say, the rest is history. And he's doing his thing, and you know, he proudly proclaiming his freedom, you know, and feeling liberated. You know, there were certain people asking all the time, "Did you know this, that, and the other?" I had no idea. I just know I was working with a talented guy, and it doesn't matter. You know, I love him for who he is. You know. And right. You know, he's a real good guy. You know, he's a real, and I wish him nothing but the best. You know, because he's really talented.
Absolutely.
So that's one of the things that, you know, I feel proud that I had an opportunity to just touch his life. I don't take credit for his success. I don't take credit for, you know, but just to be able to say I was able to touch his life, you know, in some way, you know,
form, fashion,
and to witness his genius. Because to be in the studio with him, he's really a genius, you know. And now those same people, he ended up working with those same people that passed on him.
They,
you know, and I was like, hey, like once, for instance, we did like three songs for Usher Raymond. And Usher, he loved the song. He said, oh, I love the songs, but the album is pretty much, you know, filled already. But and of course, you know, I know it was kind of a politic thing, and he was like, because basically he was an unknown, you know, this guy. And he was like, but the songs are good, you know. And now Usher is like, oh, man, like, that was him? Because he known him as Chris Bro when we sent this stuff, you know. It was produced by The Extra Wiley with this writer, Chris Bro, you know. And, you know, and these were perfect songs for Usher, you know. And so my sister, you know, who worked for Usher with J-Pat Management, she talked to her people, and it's like, wow, like, you know, Usher is like, wow, that was that dude. Now he's, you know,
exactly.
He, you know, so yeah, he's doing his thing now. So I'm really proud, and all of us have done that. We all, as to the extreme, we have witnessed so many people come up through the ranks who maybe just wanted to hang out with us, just get in the car, you know, with us and just ride with us because through, you know, somebody, a road manager, somebody who did a part, that's a perfect example. There was a road manager who did some, you know, some part-time road managing with us, and he had an artist that he was working with, and he said, I'm trying to work with this guy. We're trying to get him a deal, make this happen. And he was like, yo, he wanted to hang out with us. We let him roll in the limo with us and hang out, and then he come up blowing up years later, you know, and that was mystical.
Yep.
You know?
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, so,
right, well,
I mean, it's quite a few people. Yeah.
No doubt. Getting it in right now, ladies and gentlemen, with the hit group 2D Extreme in the building with us right now on the D Hour Show. Absolutely. D Slate, Miss Fabulous, CK in the building. Miss Fabulous, do you have any questions and comments for 2D Extreme?
Of course. First and foremost, gentlemen, this is Miss Fabulous. I like to say welcome to the. I'm doing well, thank you so very much. Washington, D.C., huh?
Yeah. That's where the group. That's where we started.
Okay. Well, I am currently in Virginia, and we're very much so fans. The Hampton Roads area, Norfolk, Virginia Beach, so on and so forth.
Well, you family to me because I was born in VA, and now let's go even further. I went to Norfolk State University.
Hey, so, behold the green and gold, Miss Spartan.
Behold the green and gold.
Absolutely.
Behold the green. And I'm marching the band. I'm marching the band. I play snare, $1 million funk squad. So.
Wait a minute. We may have a connection. I went in the early 90s. Do you remember the White House?
Of course. I'll tell you this. I'm not going to tell my age up on here, but, you know. As a matter of fact, he's my big brother. He's my big frat brother. So, we'll leave it like that. We could. We all good. So, anyway, moving along. What up, Miss Fabulous? All right, the homie. Okay.
Okay. Well, yes, I'm a Bostonian girl. I'm a Boston girl from Orchard Park, but, you know, Virginia is my claim to fame in my adult years. So
okay, yeah, Bobby Brown.
Of course. New edition. That's right. Yeah. So we have the connection all the way around. But, gentlemen, I want to say first and foremost, thank you for being here, taking time. The holidays are amongst us, and, you know, this is really, really near and dear to our hearts. I'm a fan, a huge fan, and Cry No More is kind of like, how can you say this, a double entendre, because every time I hear the song, I cry more. So maybe it should be a remix, like cry a whole lot or something, you know, because it's beautifully written, and the lyrics are just so heartfelt. But that's my kickbox. That's my, yes, statement. But I want to ask two questions real quick, and I'm sure CK, our other co-host, would like to get it in with you. First and foremost, as I listen to you, gentlemen, you know that you were musicians and then became vocalists. Well, not necessarily became, because it's always within you. You know, a lot of synonymous groups such as Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, you know, a lot of people don't know that Teddy Pendergrass was actually a drummer. You know,
and then
he became a vocalist, you know, and just Sly and the Family Stone, just and on and on and on. So what I want to say, your contribution to the industry, what do you pretty much favor? Let me say this. A lot of emerging artists and a lot of established artists right now don't have any idea about music. Traditional music, Love No Limited Orchestra, Barry White and Glodine White, and so on and so forth, live instrumentation, horn section, so forth. As an artist and as a throwback artist and as an epic artist, would you recommend to the people who are listening, would it be best to be an instrumentalist and understand the background of the music and of the industry, or come strong forth becoming a vocalist up front? What advice would you get if you have the opportunity to have both gifts?
They both goes hand in hand, and if you start with instrumentation first, it gives you the ability to recognize voicing, the different sounds, the different voices. Like you can hear, you know, whether it's bass. Like for instance, Randy played bass guitar. You know, Randy can play bass guitar and. So he, you know, there are certain things I've noticed, like when we were saying certain harmonies, how he'll know how to move to get to make that bottom full, or at least arrange it, like give Jermaine and say, okay, well, you're going to do the bottom part, just, you know, so forth. And I think, like you said, today there's a lack of respect for instrumentation. Like the kids, they're really missing out because of the digital technology, you know. And so, therefore, like when we were coming up, we were listening to Tower of Power and Earth, Wind & Fire's horn section and the funky bass line, just even in the sense for like Parliament and Funky Delics, or you know, and just instrumentations from the organs in the church, or you know, and drums. We, like, you know, when we were coming up, like when I grew up playing drums, so it was always a line of drummers waiting for that one person to get off the drum in church so they can jump on, you know. Nowadays, you don't even have that. You know, you don't really have that. Or, you know, learn how to play the guitar, learning the chords and learning the structure. You know, today it seems like it has become such a fad to not know, you know, or to use auto-tune. Like when we were coming up, or I say when we were recording, if auto-tune wasn't even used, you had to just recut until you got it right.
That's right.
You know, it wasn't about, if they had to use auto-tune, you felt bad. You was like, oh, no, let me get that done. Don't worry about the auto-tune. Let me get that right. You know,
we
wanted to do it right. You know,
that's
so,
right.
But nowadays, and I understand it is cool to use auto-tune as a, you know, for a gimmick, but to build a whole career off of auto-tune and saying, I can only perform if it's auto-tune, that is such a discernment to, you know, it's to the public. It's deserting what's really, really important and listening to the resonance and the timbres of and the sounds and the textures that really makes you invoke the emotions, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So my advice would learn it both, maintain a balance with it both. But if you start with instruments first, that's a good thing. If you start with voicing, listen to all voicings. Just listen to all the voices and hone your skills and really dig down deep and understand that it's a spiritual thing too, because music is very spiritual. People don't know that, but music is very spiritual because it influences, you know. So, and that's my take. I wish more programs there was more programs and. And let me shut up, man. I'm long-winded. You know,
please, son.
Man, Randy Jermaine, let's y'all go ahead. You know.
There's nothing wrong with that, brother. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yes, I was going to close out, and then, like I say, I believe our other co-host definitely is excited and ecstatic about you all being on the show, such as I. But this question is posed to any of you gentlemen up to the extreme. You know, we have a huge demographic of genres such as R&B music, neo soul music, and so on and so forth. Sometimes it's disadvantageous to be categorized in one particular genre because you end up being in a box. You know, such
right.
an actress
right.
or actor, you only can do B-rolls or African-American influence and so on and so forth. Now,
right.
in the United States, you know, unless you have a major hit, it's like, who are they? Or what are they doing? Or where have they been?
Right.
You know, because
right.
they don't see you circulating or they don't see a heavy rotation
right.
of your music and so forth. But all in all, would you say if you had some time to go overseas, and I know you all are huge overseas, Germany, Western Europe, the Asian countries and so forth, what would you pretty much favor in terms of your fan base, the United States, or would you prefer to perform more overseas or a combination of therefore? And it's like a counterpart question. Would you prefer to be categorized in one particular genre, the 80s and 90s group, R&B group, to the extreme, or would you prefer to be called musicians or entertainers?
Well, let me talk about that. I think
sure.
our first experience going overseas, it's a thing where, you know, you say, well, I mean, man, we big over here in the U.S., you know, and you never – think how big you are until you get over there. I
right.
mean, we were huge over here. But when we got over there, it was like we were the Beatles. I mean,
mm-hmm.
we got off the
yeah.
plane. It was like crazy. I mean, people were just screaming and hollering. And,
right.
That
billboard.
Mean,
they had the big billboard. They had the billboard when we was leaving the airport.
Yeah.
And we was on it. We was like, what?
Yeah, the big billboard. Yeah,
in
was,
Amsterdam,
was,
and yeah, when we got to Netherlands. Yeah.
And one thing that amazes me, you know, and to know that you have true fans and to look out in the audience. This is funny because I think Randy was singing a part. And I think he messed up on one of the songs, and they knew every word of every song that we ever sung. And Randy messed up. I mean, I ain't putting y'all there, cuz, but Randy messed up.
Oh, no, it's too late now. You didn't get it. You didn't get it.
No, I mean, you know.
Go on and jam
back.
You didn't put the monkey wrench out there now.
Yeah. No, he slipped
up.
You go on and
jam now.
He slipped up, and the girl was like,
let me say what happened. I used to have DX that used to come behind me to help me with the second verse sometimes. Because we were so tired sometimes. We've been on the road like every day all day.
Right, right.
And we were so tired
right.
sometimes when we got ready to
right.
say sometimes the second verse would be in your mind. But when it came time for it, you forget it. And DX,
you forget it.
Somehow
right.
we used to get
and,
to meet each other
and, and to that point is because remember, we rushed to do the album. Like, when we got our record deal, we was already number one on, like, 13, 20 stations
yeah.
or whatever it was. And so they rushed us in the studio to complete that album in a month.
Yeah.
Like, in a month. So, now, mind you, I would have two sessions going on at one time, one recording, and I'm sitting at the board writing the lyrics to the song, actually
yeah.
writing
yeah.
the songs, you
right.
know, trying to
right.
trying to get that album out. Right, because
I mean,
MCA,
from one all to the other.
Yeah,
yep.
so now mind you, now, and then we're going out on the road, you know, and then we performing the songs, you know, so it's like, well, we really didn't have time to, like, learn the songs because we just wrote it, really, like, you know,
yeah.
you know,
wow.
we just did it, so it was one of those things that we had to really, but to your point with the fact that overseas, I think it's definitely a great thing, but it's a combination because there are a lot of old school artists that they consider old school that they
mm-hmm.
are still thriving overseas, and not, and people think they're dead and gone over here in the United
mm-hmm.
States. So
mm-hmm.
to have that fan base overseas is so lovely because that shows that you're global, you're worldwide,
yeah.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and to have that appreciation and in terms of as far as the genres that you were saying, I think to just be considered entertainers is cool, but
mm-hmm.
we don't get mad at any moniker or any label that they give us. If they say you're 80s, 90s group, fine, we're a 90s group. We came out in 93 initially, so we don't mind,
right.
being, you know, we don't mind those labels. Those are just labels. We just try to make good music.
Yeah.
You know what?
It's
know
great
what,
to be recognized for your work. It's great to be recognized
you know what,
for the work
but
that you
do. You know
oh,
what, Deastra, I wouldn't mind either because – you guys came out in an era, to say you're a 90s group, you guys came out in an era where all the hit groups and all the classic
yes,
music
sir.
And all the hits.
That's classic
so
music.
To be a part of that era, oh, I'd be happy
mm-hmm.
to say, yeah, we're a
yeah.
part of the 90s.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean,
sure.
When we came out, man, and no offense to all the eras of music, but I think we had the best era of music ever, man, from Silk, SWV. I mean, it was
Jodeci, H-Town.
And all these people were our friends. I mean, you know, I mean, yeah, so it was the best era to me in music,
yeah.
you know.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
well,
thank you for that question. Thank you for that question, too.
Well, we,
you're
welcome.
No problem.
Well, we have our brother CK on the line, co-host on the line. CK, you got any questions for 2D Extreme?
What's going on,
perfect.
CK?
Hey, what's going on? How y'all doing tonight?
Everything
good,
man. Good to be here.
That's what's up. I'm glad to have y'all on the show. I'm a big fan. I'm going to try to break this down as quick. The first question is, who were your influences coming up when you were all were starting out music, and the guests you got to meet?
Okay. Well, my influence, this is the extra speaking. I mean, I love gospel was the genre that I listened to the most because, you know, we grew up in the church. You know, now sometimes we didn't know how to act after we got, you know, when we got grown, but we did, because,
yeah.
you know, they always say, because all three of us were PKs, so,
PKs.
You know, all three of us were PKs, so they always say, you know, the PKs are the worst kids. There's always one good one to hang in the church, but the rest of them, they ain't nothing but a bunch of mess. You know, but at the end of the day, Randy and Jermaine, they did prove they were a bunch of mess when we was on the road. They did do that.
Just put it out there. Just put it out there.
No, I'm joking. No,
we would be doing on the plane, Doc. I'll tell it.
I'm just kidding. Okay. Hey, come on, man. That's a 2D Extreme secret, bro. Come on, man. So anyway, but I influenced, like, my influence really was like groups like the Whinings Commission, Andre Krause, the Gap Band, even like Brian McKnight, you know, Joe,
Now, did
Darryl
you get
Coley.
An opportunity to meet any of these individuals?
Oh, yeah, we pretty much met most of them, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we pretty much, the ones that are living, I mean, we done met everybody from Michael to Charlie with all of them, you know, yeah. I mean, they knew we were fans of theirs, you know, we talked to them and had conversations and, you know, it's just been, I mean, it's been incredible because, and it's a double-edged sword because check this out, sometimes you'll meet these people that you grew up listening to all your life or when you was little. And, you know, you watch them on Soul Train or whatever the case may be. And they're completely opposite of what, you know, you know what you thought. And sometimes they can, you know, they tend to have, whether they act like a diva or whatever the case may be. But one of the things that we can honestly say that, you know, we really didn't have too many problems when we met people. But it's so many different groups. A lot of quartets, the Mighty Clouds of Joy. Man, that they influenced me. gospel keynotes, you know. So we got a wide range, you know, wide range of influence. Even all the way to, like, the group Chicago, the Doobie Brothers, the Funkadelics, you know. You know, I've been influenced by it all. But for me, Donny Hathaway, Charlie Wilson, Stevie Wonder. You know, and Michael Jackson as a performer, you know.
Yes.
So that's me.
Wow. For me, Stevie Wonder as well. You know, I also love the ladies, Shirley Caesars, the Aretha Franklin. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Wow. And of course, the Mighty Cloud of Joy. Love them. Can go on, man.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. My second question is kind of, so my second question is any other genre of music that you would love to put an album together and release?
Wow.
Gospel. Well, gospel definitely.
Right.
Gospel. I would like to do a straight instrumentation record with different guests on it, you know. And to the extreme, we're going to do a Christmas album, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt.
You know. Mm-hmm. Hey, we're Temptations can't be the only one getting them checks. You know.
Darling, Free Christmas to all of you.
So weird.
Hey, he said Temptations can't be the only ones getting them checks. I know that's right.
Man,
no, that's right.
And Otis, he really chilling because he the only one living. And so he all the checks exactly. Coming to him now.
Everything. He is dangling.
Yeah, you know, so, yeah. I mean, like, we met him. He's cool. Like, that was another one that we just segue, you know, digressing into that. Speaking of influence, he was real cool. He loved us. He gave us a lot of respect, a lot of props. You know, all those guys, the Whispers, and I had the opportunity to work with the Whispers on that last album.
Oh, man, I love the Whispers, man. I love the Whispers. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, they real cool. I had a chance to work with them on their last album, the gospel album.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, with the song In the Name of Jesus. Yeah.
Hey, no doubt. Well, fellas, I definitely would like to, what I'd like to do right now is definitely go into your hit song, Cry No More, definitely for any of the new listeners that's never heard it before. And when we come back, I definitely got a really important question for you guys I'd like to ask you guys and get your take on it. And then maybe we'll get a chance to go to the phone lines and get a couple of questions in before we close it out with you guys. But
okay,
I definitely like to debut replay, as so to speak, to the new listeners, your hit song
right.
"Cry No More," fellas.
Right,
definitely
reintroduce.
Definitely go ahead and introduce your song for everybody.
Okay. Well, this is one of the greatest songs that we think is such a classic. Withstand the test of time, that we think that can touch anybody. It was written from the heart, arranged from the heart, sung from the heart, performed from the heart, and. For those new, we reintroduce to you out there who never heard, Cry No More by To The Extreme.
Yeah.
Here it is.
Cry no more.
Indeed, absolutely. Back again, the D-Hour Show Celebrity Thursday with the fabulous brothers of 2D Extreme. That was their hit single, Cry No More, right here on the D-Hour Show, getting it in. Brothers, how you guys doing?
Thank you, man. Thank you.
like I said, man, that's, of course, one of the classics. To go on the list of classic R&B songs, man, and hit R&B songs. But like I said, you guys definitely have other hits that I definitely like Tell Me and Up on the Roof. Definitely some of my favorites. I got two definitely.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Okay, uh-oh. There it is. Okay, I was kind of going out for a second. Okay.
Okay.
Now, okay,
I think as far as my question right here, I would definitely like to get a quick response from all the brothers about their opinion about this particular question. But as you guys may have seen coming up and working with different individuals in the music business, music has definitely changed. From the time when you guys were doing it, back in the 90s, and when it was so popular and it was so creative and it was just so legendary and cutting edge, when you think about now and the type of music that's being produced and the type of music that's being made now, and the type of the way that a lot of the new artists are being pushed out now, and the pathway they're being pushed into. You know, a lot of people, I would say a lot of 80s babies and 90s babies aren't really feeling a lot of the music that we're listening to today, especially some of the new music. And a lot of people, you know, you hear a lot of them saying to say, man, I really don't listen to the radio. I don't like some of the new stuff. But, you know, I'd rather listen to the old music.
Right.
And that's really a shame, especially for a lot of the new artists. But the music has changed, and a lot of people just don't think that R&B is the way it used to be. Starting with D, I just want to know you guys' opinion about that, and why is that so, the consensus right now?
Well, I think number one, because and it goes back to Miss Fabulous, like instrumentation and learning the instrument, and learning the voices. Like technology has made it so easy till nowadays there has been such an influx with. Of so many producers and so many singers, well, called producers or so-called singers or whatever, and they rely more on technology, number one, but then the content, you're talking like about the lyrics and, you know, some of the lyrics is not meaningful, some of it just so blatant, overtly, and some of it is
right.
Vile, you know, and there's no sophistication to it, you know, and so sometimes people don't want to hear that negativity. And then also when it comes down to style, you know, that there's a lot of rapid fire singing and not just being laid back when it comes to R&B, that is, being laid back and kind of smoozing and like you're really talking to a female, whether you're mad at her or whether you're loving her or whether she's mad at you, if, you know, if there's a female singer or whatever. But it's a way how it's expressed. Now everybody, and it's going so fast and it's not, you know. You know, it's just like, so, you know, and it's like that I call it that rapid fire, you know, like singing style that has permeated the industry. That's one. And then another point that really is the program is that the powers to be, you know, you're talking about somebody, if they grew up, you know, they grew up listening to Cash Money Click and they're in the A&R position or they're in the radio or they whatever, and they're making the decision. So their minds have been programmed, I should say, and the masses have become programmed to listen to that, but yet there's a remnant, I should say, if you will, a remnant of people who yearns for that real music and that real soul and passion, and so it lacks, the music today lacks that passion, that soul, that meaningful lyrics, that well-crafted arrangement, that well-crafted. Now, I will say this, there are a couple of musicians that are out there that are young that are doing that thing. Alicia Keys, she's been going and she's cool. You know, you got Joe is still out there doing this thing, but he's also from the 90s. But not too many new cats are really striking that nerve that makes you just, oh, man, you know, when you're young, oh, I just can't wait till their next album come out. I'm going to jump on it. I'm going to be on that. Now they come out with 10, 15 albums. You don't even care. It's like, whatever, you know.
You know, I mean, and I agree, mm-hmm. D, because a lot of times I find myself listening sometimes to the radio, and I would hear a young lady singing, and I would say, oh, man, I didn't know Beyonce had a new song, and it's somebody else.
Right,
you know,
right.
I would hear somebody, R. Kelly got a new song, and it's somebody else. So I'm
right,
like,
exactly.
A lot of cats sound the same.
That's another problem. Right, there is
exactly.
That cookie cutter. It's like the cookie cutter and clone. And see, what's crazy is that when we were growing up in the 70s and 80s and 90s, Prince sound like Prince. Michael Jackson sound like Michael Jackson. The Gap Band sound like the Gap Band. Guy sounded like Guy. New Edition sounded like New Edition. It was, you know, it's all these. Jodeci sound like Jodeci. It was like, no clone. Of course, then later on, Drew Hill came along, and they kind of got a little bit of that Jodeci vibe, you know, somewhat, you know, a little bit of it, and but that was still a distinction, you know, that was a direct distinction that you could separate. Nowadays, everybody sounds so much alike. You're like, God dang, between auto tuning and cloning, you just like, you know.
That's real. Randy, what do you think, bro?
I mean, now that, like, everybody sounds so much alike, you do have to be. My thing is, you pretty much got to, like, just listen to you to figure out what's not similarity to the others for the pronunciation, like just to figure out who's who.
That's real.
Yeah. Yep.
That's real. No doubt. Jermaine, what do you think?
Man, I agree with the brothers, man. Sometimes I just go back, and no offense against the music that is playing, but I keep some of my old CDs, man, because I miss those days where music was music. And, I mean, hey, you know,
right.
it is what it is. I mean, much respect to, you know, the people that's doing what they're doing, but, man, I mean, I wish it was back in those days where music was just music. People were flat-foot singing. So, you know, hey, that's
right, 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 right. Yeah, and
you know
what, man?
You know the funny thing about it is, guys, what we've heard, myself, Miss Fabulous, and CK, out of all the interviews that we've done of a lot of the artists of your era, of, you know, the 90s that we've had on the show, who's doing new albums and doing new music, this has been a consensus from all of them, and this is what we were told, that they'll say, D, Miss Fabulous, CK, we're bringing real R&B back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're bringing real R&B back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing is, real R&B, I mean, as the powers of bees can only make that happen. You know, like right now in R&B, there really isn't no R&B music anymore. I mean, as far as we're talking on the top 20, the top 50, that's all over the country. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's like everybody trying to sound like Lady Gaga, and everybody trying to sound like Chris Brown. And Chris Brown is a real good singer. He really can sing. I mean, he's a real good singer. But he has to conform because that's what the powers to be wanted to be.
That's
what they want. He has. So as a perfect illustration of that is, I was sitting there with Trey Songz and we were talking about Marvin Gaye. And he was like, oh man, you gotta hear. So he grabbed his laptop and he said, man, you gotta check out this song I did, you know, or Marvin Gaye remake. And he really sang the mess out of that song, this Marvin Gaye song. I mean, he really sang it. It was real music, real string instruments, and real, you know, all of that. And you wonder, like, man, but why are you just, you know, I'm thinking to myself, like, man, you need to do some more of that. You know, your other stuff is good. I like all your other stuff. But that right there, that's real music, like real stuff. But, hey, he got to get the young people and keep that hype. So a lot of these people want to do real music or whatever that are really truly talented. But because of the powers to be, say, hey, go in the studio and make me a song like Lady Gaga. Make me one like this or make me one like that. You know, they conform. And therefore, it influenced the whole masses, and that's what's being fed to the masses, so they think that that's all music is relegated to.
Exactly.
Well,
let me get to this one. Before we get to a couple of callers, my last question for you guys, real simple. Do you guys have any shows or concerts or any tours coming up?
Yeah, we're working on that right now. Randy's been doing a few shows, and we've done one not too long ago. Hold on one second.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're actually gearing up to preparing for shows and stuff now. You know.
Okay,
sorry
about that.
You got it?
Got it?
Okay, yeah, I'm here. Okay, go ahead. No, go ahead. I was just telling you how you doing with your album, promoting your record, and you can go ahead and expound on that.
Yeah, we're actually just preparing ourselves and whatnot up for doing shows and stuff so that we can, I mean, I guess everybody's doing their thing right now, actually. So, yeah, we are preparing for shows now.
Okay. Right. Well, I know all the fans and all the new fans you guys have probably gained tonight. We definitely can't wait to get that information, and definitely can't wait to hear the new music that you guys are going to be putting out there. Now, if anybody wants to get more information about you guys and what you guys are doing or listen to the music, socially online, where would they be able to find you?
We have a To the Extreme page on Facebook, as well. And then each of us, we all have Facebook pages.
Yeah, personal,
Randy has personal pages as well on the social network, and then. The Extra 23 at Twitter, The Extra 23. That's where I'm at on Twitter.
I'm not really on that much because I'm busy because I created a reality show as well. So that's going to be.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's with Dr. Dre's son, Eazy-E's son, Jam Master J's son, MC Ren's son, E-40's son, and it's called Seeds of Hip Hop. So if you want more information about that, you can just go.
Oh, wow. I like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So I created that show, and we got a lot of people. VH1 is jumping on us. Quite a few of them. Fuse, TV1, BET. And then basically, some people think it's going to be some ratchetness, you know, but it's not at all. You know, these young men, I mean, it's going to have this little drama, but mostly showcasing these guys following their lives, building their own, doing their own. Some of the media got a little twisted thinking that, you know, they're trying to get away from their dad or get away from, but that's not what they're trying to do. They're just trying to build a life of their own.
Right.
And these are some real good guys, man. These are some real, you know, some real cool cats. And they're all artists too, you know.
That sounds like it's going to be phenomenal, man. Do you have a date on when that's going to be aired?
No, because we still negotiating between the networks, but the production company that I'm partnering with, but they got to make sure they get them numbers right. But so far we negotiating, but the numbers I'm partnering, I mean, production company is the same company. They got a show out called Honey Boo Boo out. They're Authentic Entertainment.
Right.
So that's my days between that and working and, you know, my partner Marvin Gaye III. And, you know, because I work with the estate, Marvin Gaye, and you know, movie and music and that whole thing, too. So we all, like, really busy. I look at To the Extreme, we're the tree. And then the tree got the different branches. We all got different things, like Jermaine's album and Randy's albums and all the different ventures. Randy, as a matter of fact, Jermaine got a record label, and he has an artist named Seven that he's going to put out. Jermaine, you want to talk about Seven real quick? Your artist, the Heart R&B artist? Talk about it.
Yeah. Well, first of all, thanks, Jack. I got a label out called J. Mickey World Music. We have one album out right now on myself, which is called Testimonies. That's on iTunes. You can get them at iTunes and Amazon, all the major online retailers. You can get that first album for myself. He just completed his single. He's like 21 years old. He's out of Orlando, Florida, man. And this dude is sick singing. he can dance like Chris Brown, and he can actually sing. I mean, if you took away the dancing and he just stood there and just sing, he would just blow you away, man. So this stuff should be coming out real soon. We're supposed to be shooting a video for his stuff. I'm in the studio right now. Finishing up, I'm four songs in on my second album, Testimonies 2, I'm like four songs. The single should be out real soon. The single is called I Can't Forget, and I wrote it on behalf of my late mother, Bishop Mickey. And it's basically just telling a story about how God just brought me through her passing. And, you know, because that can all be a major situation because that was, like, my best friend. So, you know, the song basically is saying I can't forget what God done for me in that situation. You know, I could have lost my mind. I could have just, you know, fell out. I'm sorry. You actually had me laughing. I could have fell out, whatever the situation is. But that should be out real soon. And, man, we got a lot of hot tracks. Randy's going to be on the album as well. So, like you actually said, To the Extreme is a tree. You know what I'm saying? You know, we always going to be together, and I'm happy and blessed to be one of the original members. You know, there's no other Jermaine Mickey. There's no other DX Duwiley. There's no other Jermaine Hill.
That's real.
So.
That's real.
Now, let me say also that I also, which is just a grand deal, I have an album coming out. I also have a single out, which is called Married Me, and Mr. DX Duwiley gives a track to that as well.
It's hot.
You guys got to check it out. It's on my page, my Facebook page, also on my manager's page, A. Davis,
Yeah, shout out to Angela Davis. Shout out to her.
No doubt.
Yeah, she
no
put in a lot of work.
I was definitely going to give her a big shout out. Absolutely.
Yeah, shout out to Angela. Doing her thing. Great woman.
She's doing so much for myself, for my group, you know, for my guys. We definitely want to say that we love her. We want to thank her for everything she's doing. And it's like we have my music and stuff on, you know, iTunes. We have it on, just go to the web.
Everything.
Shirts and stuff for sale and whatnot. Just check it out. You guys are going, I'm telling you, you guys are going to love it. And when 2D come out, we're all going to do a tour together. And we're just going to give you guys everything we got.
Absolutely.
Well, I definitely can't wait to check that out, and I know hopefully we'll and I know I'm going to be getting that "Marry Me" single soon, so we can definitely get it in the airplay and get it in the rotation for everybody to check it out. And I want to extend to Jermaine and D'Extra as well. You know, the focus of our network is to give independent and up and coming artists an opportunity to be heard and get their music played. So if you guys have artists that you're working with, and you want to definitely get them some airplay, definitely shoot us their music, man, and we can get some airplay and some interviews set up with these individuals and these artists, because we definitely focus and showcase a lot of our independent artists on Saturdays for our NDF Saturday show. But we showcase their music all the time. But I would definitely love to check that out, man, and get them in some rotation and get their music and some airplay.
Okay, no problem. Sounds good. Yeah. Sounds good.
And I just want to say, you know, it was an absolute honor, you know, man, a pleasure to have you guys on the show tonight, man. We definitely enjoyed it. Let me go to the phone lines real quick, take a couple of callers and see if we can get anybody on the lines real quick. Area code 216-264, you're on the D-Hour show with 2D Extreme. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, my name is TC. I'm calling from Cleveland. What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
TC, hey, what's up, dog?
What's up, TC? What's up?
What's going on, dog?
Okay. TC.
I'm calling because I'm a 2D Extreme fan. I want another album. That's what I want. I want another album. That's what I want.
Well, it'll be coming, man. Soon as Randy and Jermaine finish riding theirs out till the wheels fall off, they'll be coming with the 2D.
Hey, man, let me say something, man. I got my own internet radio show, man, and I own my own station. And, man, TC, man, was the biggest part of doing that, man. This guy is amazing as far as doing radio, man. And, man, TC, what's up, dog?
It's good, man. I just wanted to call and support you guys. Say I love y'all, man. And,
man,
you know, I'll be back
you
real soon with y'all every day.
Absolutely, man. 2D,
love
you too, bro. Yes, sir.
TC, thanks so much for calling in, bro.
No problem, man. Thank you for having me, man. You have a good one.
Okay, you too.
All right, let's go to the lines real quick. Area code 202-489. You're on the D-Hour show with 2D Extreme. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Washington, D.C.
All right, what's your name?
My name's KLM.
How you doing, bro? Thanks for calling in. What you got for 2D Extreme?
How y'all brothers doing?
Well, we good, man. How's everything going, KLM? All
right, I know one specific individual as they know who KLM is.
Okay.
And I just wanna say to y'all brothers, man, is glad to have y'all do what y'all do. Mm-hmm. Keep doing what y'all doing, man. You know, I can't wait for the new album to come out. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all gonna do what y'all do.
Yeah, thanks,
like,
bro.
You know, the last caller said, you know, I don't know what's going on out here in this music world, man, but it ain't the same the way it used to be. You know, real music and real singing and real harmony and harmonizing. We ain't got all that no more. So hopefully, you know, to the extreme.
Right.
And,
right. Thanks. Yeah.
Y'all can bring that all back together, man, and, you know, we can listen to some real good music once again, because I don't know what they're playing out here now.
You're right, bro. You are absolutely right, man. We appreciate. We're trying very hard that we're gonna make that happen. You know,
we
synergistically with all the things that we got going on. Synergistically, that's our goal. That's our focus that we want to, you know, use together. You know, utilize together. You know,
no doubt,
make that happen.
Like I say, man. You know, y'all are family to me, man. And I wish y'all the best. You know, God bless y'all, man. Y'all keep riding. And,
nice,
you know, with, you know, D-Extra and Jermaine and, you know, Randy, you already know what KLM do, baby. So, you know,
sure,
we family to the day, baby.
Right.
And,
absolutely.
Anything I can do for y'all brothers, man, just, you know, just let me know. And for the world that don't know who KLM is, KLM is the choreographer, one of the hottest choreographers in the DMV movement, you know what I'm saying? So we just here, man. We just here supporting y'all and doing what we do. And like I say, when that time comes for that new album, man, I can't wait to get it, brother.
Okay, thank you. We appreciate that, bro.
Hey.
We're going to make sure we make that happen.
That's real, bro. Thanks so much for calling in, man. Thanks for the support.
No problem. Anytime, family.
All right, take care.
We're gonna go to one more. Looks like we got our family in the building, man. We got our boy in the building, our fam, Mr. Al Norfolk in the building. Al, what's good, bro?
Hey, what's good, bro, man? You wasn't supposed to put me in. I was just listening, man. I'm just listening. What's up to the extreme? How y'all feel, man?
How's it going, Mr. Al Norfolk? Everything's good, man.
Mr. Norfolk. Hey, I did have one question, man. If y'all could tell us about one song that y'all heard that the world will probably never hear, what? Tell us about that.
Wow.
That the world would never hear?
Well,
yeah,
maybe we have recorded or something and never released it, but we really felt it, or it may have been released, but just on the album or something. There's a couple of them. We had one song called "Tell Me," and it was like a SOS Band remix.
Yeah, I would.
And
that song was such a banger.
It was produced. We did that song with another producer named Scotty Beats, who worked with 112. Rest in peace. He passed away. He was murdered in D.C. Somebody was trying to jack him for his car while he was sleeping in his house with his wife, and. And he went after them, you know, trying to tell them that, you know, they was thinking that it may have been a wrongful repossession or something, but that car was already paid for, you know, so. And when he walked to tell them, like, hey, you must have the wrong house or whatever, they shot him. So, but he worked with Eric Robinson, and we all come from that same camp, you know, Eric Robinson, and we all, that Night Flight camp. Shout out to Night Flight, you know, Stacey Ladislaw's husband and Kevin Jackson, you know. They were very instrumental in getting us to where we were at. You know, we basically were helpers of each other. You know, a lot of people came through that. And Michelle Nagayo, Cello, Genuine, you know, we were all crew, Tanya Blunt, you know. But basically, make a long story, that song, to answer your question, the song Tell Me, that was a real, real powerful song. And we have another song on the album called I Love You Too Much that a lot of people was feeling, but the world hadn't really heard it. And we've got a few requests. People said we should re-release it because it's like an almost Cry No More Part 2 kind of feeling, you know.
It's amazing that you guys said Eric Robinson, because the place that question stemmed from was the interview with Eric Robinson, where he said he's been in the studio and he's heard just utterly amazing songs that the world will probably never hear. So it's amazing that you said Eric Robinson.
Right. As a matter of fact, he wrote a song that the world probably would never hear that he dedicated to his grandmother. That was just so, so crazy. It's full of emotions. I mean, full of emotion. But he never released it, never put it out, never did anything. I mean, he never even released it. It was a demo.
And that's interesting that you said that, especially with Eric Robertson, because like Al mentioned, we actually had him on the show on Monday, man. We had a wonderful time with him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, if you had mentioned To the Extreme, he would have just, you know, he would have a lot to say, because when he first started trying to get on, we all used to hang out back in D.C. You know, he was at Howard University, and we were all crew, and we came out to L.A., he came and stayed with us, you know, slept on our sofa. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, so
okay.
We go way back, yeah. You know, and we had the same manager. We had the same manager.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so there's some history right there. There's definitely some history. You know, to this day, I'm always like, man, you need to release that song. And he's like, man, I don't even have copies of it. Like,
wow.
Because the song was, the copies that he did have of it from his demo that people were making from the cassette to the CD, he said everybody is taking them because of that
wow.
song.
Wow.
You know? Wow. Yeah.
Hey, DJ, yeah. Can you put me back in the listening queue, man? Like, I was your sister, bro.
But
no,
thanks
doubt,
for that question.
Mr. Norfolk, Mr. Norfolk, my brother, no doubt. I got you, Al. I got you. Thanks for calling in, bro, hanging out.
Not a problem.
Real quick, guys, we in the chat rooms right now, we have a young lady by the name of Curvy Queen that wanted to say
yay!
Hello.
Oh, Blake Stare. Is that Blake Stare?
Blake says hello.
What's up, girl?
This is my last question, man, for the night before we close it out and get our closing remarks. We had a wonderful time with you guys. Apparently, the rumors are tomorrow is Doomsday. So what is 2D Extreme going to be doing tomorrow on Doomsday?
2D Extreme will be putting our trust in the Lord. We trust in God, and we're going to go about our daily activity.
Yes, I'm going in the studio and record some hits. Basically.
Trust
in God, bro.
Hey, but do you say you don't even know? I'm talking to you from our bunker right now underground. I'm already, you know.
You said with the water, right?
Yeah, the cans of sardines and spam that never go bad.
That's real.
You know, yeah.
You know what? Hey, first of all, man, I'm so glad that you guys said trust in the Lord, man, because I've been telling cats for the longest, man. You trust in the Lord, and if you read the word, you already know that it's not no damn doomsday tomorrow, so start even.
Right.
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 You know,
the Bible I read says put no trust in man. You know what I'm saying? So
that's
come on.
But no man knows the day or the hour.
No day or the hour, Doc.
Yeah. That's it.
You know, and my thing is this. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and if it was by chance or per chance that it was the last day tomorrow, I'm still okay. So it doesn't matter to me. I don't fear it at all.
I don't fear anything. Mhm.
Yeah.
Because
the Bible also says, "Occupy till I come."
Well, I definitely gotta say, guys, we had a fabulous time with you guys, man, and I'm so glad you guys were a part of this. And again, much love and big shout out to my girl Angela, man, for hooking us up with us.
Angela, what's up, mama?
Getting you guys on the line with us, man. But I just want to say on behalf of myself, man, Mr. CK and the D-Hour family, man, as far as we're concerned, you guys are no longer a guest, man. You're family
on the
D-Hour Radio Network, man. You guys are family now, man, and you guys are welcome here anytime. We will continue to keep supporting you and everything that all three of you guys are doing, man, and we love you guys very much, man. And thank you guys
so
much.
Oh, we love you too, bro. Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
So
we love you guys back.
No doubt.
And have us anytime.
And we just appreciate, man, you guys for continually giving us great music and great music to come, man. And we just we appreciate you guys so much. Ms. Fabulous, you got any closing comments for the guys?
Yes, really, really quick. When I say this was a very, very engrossed, a very fun, I love the camaraderie. This was an outstanding interview. This is one of our best interviews. So. I got a lot from it. Yes, I love the camaraderie, as stated previously. But I do want to say this real quick. You all have a whole vast of things that you have to offer, pretty much like a wraparound service. So if anyone's interested for songwriting, the reality television show, concept, any walk-on cameos and things of that nature, any producers, developing artists, playwrights, such as myself, shout out.
Okay, all right.
In the industry, right, that would like to do some collaborations with you all, how are you able to make that contact socially?
Well, if you need to reach me, you can reach me also through my management, which is Angela Davis, which is adavis500@gmail.com. Along with the guys also, I let the guys guess in the map is also just like, come on, D.
Right, yeah, definitely if you want to reach, you can definitely reach out to Angela Davis, and she'll definitely be in touch. and she's making things happen. And I have a real easy email, marvingayenterprises@gmail.com. You just put Marvin Gaye Enterprises with an S at the end. MarvinGayeEnterprises@gmail.com. I'll get it.
And my website is JermaineMcGee.com. So y'all can reach me there as well.
Well, Miss Fabulous, that'll be easy because I'm definitely working closely with Angela with a lot of our clients and artists and stuff, so we can get in contact with her.
Just holler at D. Slate. We fam now, so it's all good. It's all family now, so we good.
No doubt.
I wanted to say this real quick. Someone mentioned something about being Greek, and I wanted to know what that fraternity was.
Well, I'm Kappa Kappa Psi, as well as Mu Phi Sigma. Yeah.
Okay, yep. Fred. Yeah. I am a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, Incorporated. Shout out.
I agree. Okay, that's right. Okay.
Yes.
What's up? Okay.
I thoroughly enjoyed you all. I had a fabulous time. No pun intended.
I love it, though. That's a good pun. I love it.
Yes.
and you have a fabulous holiday.
That's real.
Thank you. And ditto back at you.
Right. Thank you.
CK, you got any closing comments for the fellas?
Yes, I do. I just want to tell to the stream, enjoy your holidays. Don't eat too much.
If you won't.
Because y'all got to be ready for the tour, you know. So, I mean.
Okay. Right. Absolutely.
Too much, you know. And party too hard. If you're going to party, call me. I'll be there, you know. So.
Well, if you want to make your way to Cali, it's all good, you know. Because I'm in L.A., so it's all good.
I want to say, you know, like I said, and we had an incredible time with you guys, and
yeah, likewise.
Thank you guys so much for joining us. And if tomorrow is the impending doomsday, I just want to tell D, save me some of that spam because it goes good with box macaroni. So,
Okay, absolutely. I got you covered. I got a few cases for you. I got a few
that's
cases
real,
put aside for you. Yeah, we good.
but I just, like I said, man, we had an incredible time with you guys, man. You guys are welcome at any time, man. You guys are family now, man. And continued success to you guys, man, and much blessings.
Likewise.
And happy holidays, man, and please be
happy
safe,
holidays,
man. And definitely do
likewise.
Keep doing you guys' thing, man. We're gonna keep supporting you, and keep looking out for the many things that you guys got to come. And D, I definitely can't wait until you drop that new reality show, man, because it sounds like it's gonna
be good. Okay, yeah, just keep it. If you put in D Extra Wiley, like D apostrophe E X T R A Wiley, and put Seeds of Soul behind it, it should be like different little stuff come up about it or whatever. Now, some of that stuff TMZ added and lied on, but saying, you know, a couple little things, but you know how they do. So,
everything is not what it is.
Yeah, but you know, it is what it is. Okay.
I definitely want to say that to Angela, I know she's listening, I got to get Randy's new single, Marry Me, so we can get it in rotation because I got to check it out.
Cool.
Thanks, Angela.
We'll definitely get it over to you. I know Angela was 24/7. She'll have it over to you in no time.
Right,
you know that. And you're right about that. You're definitely right about that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, fellas, again, you guys have a blessed night, man. And I'm gonna definitely
likewise.
Stay in contact with you guys. And,
y'all take care. All right.
Thank you.
Have a blessed night.
Okay. Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you. God bless you all. All right. Bye.
Thank you. You too.
The D Hour Show Blog Talk Radio, ladies and gentlemen. That was the brothers of 2D Extreme. Having fun and getting it in. We had a good one with them, guys. You guys think so? We had a good one with them.
Yes. I would say it was super awesome. They gave us a vast amount of information. You know, they were very cordial. I mean, it was a really, really sit down over some holiday dinner type stuff. You know, it felt like it was meant to happen. I thoroughly enjoyed that, and we really hope that our D Hour Show Radio Network listeners, you know, benefited from the interview as well. So
absolutely. Well, we got 30 more minutes until the show, ladies and gentlemen. So you already know what that means. When we come back, We got some do's and some don'ts. We got some fast, fabulous news. Oh, yeah, we're getting it in tonight, ladies and gentlemen, playing the hit. We got some more music. Just time to take a quick music break and give you guys some hits real quick. We got some Christmas music for you guys as well. So get ready for it. We're gonna jump it off right now with my man Calvin Richardson with his hit "You're So Amazing" right here on Celebrity Thursday on the D Hour Show. Let's go.
Adam been to the river, swam up the stream, stood on the mountaintop, I swear believe. Like Martin Luther said, girl, I had a dream, but I never stopped loving. Thank you.
fabulous, the hostess with the mostest on the microphone. And when I'm not chilling here with my people at Media Cartel in Virginia Beach, Virginia, I'm on the I Got Something to Say radio show.
Yeah, yeah, back again. What's going on? D Hour Show, Blog Talk Radio, D Slate, Miss Fabulous CK in the building. Your peoples is getting it in tonight on Celebrity Thursday. That was Keisha Cole with Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. And, you know, we're getting it in, playing the Christmas music. We got to get y'all in the spirit. You know, we don't want no humbuggers out there hating on Christmas and hating on the holidays. And just get a little happiness in your heart. You know, however the happiness comes to you, we want you to hold on to it, hold on tight, and be happy. And don't worry and be happy, like my man Bobby McFerrin would say. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's our time to get some more do's and don'ts for the holidays. Ladies and gentlemen, my brother CK. CK, what do's and don'ts do we have this time?
Well, these things, I'm going to say it like this. I got one don't. And don't worry about what you didn't get last year. Think about what you didn't get this year, what you're going to get this year. So I didn't get to do this on the last episode, but we're going to switch it up a little bit. I got top 10 things that I want on my Christmas list, so these are the dudes I need you all to do. So we're gonna start with number 10 on the list. I accept money orders, personal checks. Personal checks, please have money in the bank. I'm not trying to cash no check that's going to bounce. I'll accept prepaid cards. Also, Walmart, Best Buy gift cards, and gas cards, because, you know, gas is high. Car needs some gas. Hey, I take that. That's just like money. And by the way, I will take food stamps.
There it is. Sure. You take link cards.
That's right. All that, that's acceptable. I'm with that. Like they say, your money's good here. Bring it on over here.
You take wick stamps, too?
You know, all right, I do. We comes in here. So, all right. Number 9, I will accept clothes of all new fashions. I like to be a brother that style, with style. And when I go out, I like for someone to say, damn, that's a clean present. How does he do it? So, you know, I accept all clothes, suits, whatever, you know. I got to look nice. I got to look really nice, you know. So, moving on to number 8. I am an electronics geek. So, all electronics, desktops, laptops, tablets, iPads, iPhones, you name it, please send it to me. If not, put it on a gift card and I go buy it.
Pacemakers, heart monitors, whatever you, blood pressure, testers, whatever you have, CK will accept.
That's right. You never know when the old ticker's going to be going out. Get that pacemaker, put it on it. There you go. All right. Next on the list. Now, I know where I want one of these. D-Slate may want one of these. Ms. Fabs may want one of these. A brand new car with good fuel mileage. You know, the way the gas is and the economy is right now, gas is expensive. I don't know what's worse. Your utility bills or your gas? So, give me a
deal.
That's right. You never know. So, I just want a car, a nice brand new car with fuel mileage. And if you can, make sure you pay the sales tax on that. If you, you know, I know some states don't, but for me in Missouri, if you can pay the sales tax for me, we in there. Amen. Again, now we're going to number 6. Like I said before, I'm an electronics geek. I stay in Walmart or Best Buy. I can't help it. Now, I can't be sitting at home looking at National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, This Christmas, It's a Wonderful Life, Miracle 34th Street.
White Christmas. I can't look at that. I need a 60-inch flat screen television.
And he don't want no plasma mess because I know that stuff go out in a couple of years. No, he want LCD.
That's right.
See, LCD.
See, right. You've been reading my mind. You've been reading my mind. I see. We're getting here. Now, to go on top of that TV, we're going to number five. I will say this. I will accept an Xbox 360 with the Kinect or a PlayStation 3 with the Move. And if you want to go old school, I will accept a Nintendo, a Super Nintendo, a Sega Genesis, even Atari. With all the famous games, I do not discriminate those, and I don't discriminate board games too. So bring me the Monopoly, bring me Sorry, bring me Life. Hell, let's have a party.
And he said if we went even old school, he'll accept a rock just to play rock teacher with. See, I went old school on him. They don't know what time it is.
There you was. There you go. See, D-Slate knows. See, he had that telepathic connection, and he understanding all about what it is to have a rock. See? That man knows something. All right, we're going on to number four. If I got to have fashionable clothes, I got to have some shoes. I will accept Jordans, Air Maxes, some casual shoes, with a couple of boots. I got to dress nice. So it's all right this time to stand in line or break the mall doors down or whatever you got to do to give me some Jordans. I am a size 13, and probably make sure if it just fit right, 13 and a half. I'm hitting the finish line, Foot Locker, Nike, whatever. I mean, help a brother out.
You need some paddles to go up those boats. I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud?
Yes, sorry. Yes, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Good gosh.
Yeah. You know this is about a man with big feet. We're not going there.
Jingle bells.
Jingle bells.
You find that with your jingle bells.
That's the Christmas call word, jingle bells.
Now we're moving on to number three. I think I've been laughing for this for almost 4 years now. And I think this will be one of the greatest gifts that I could ever receive. One of them. I would like to have a drama-free, happy woman to share a great and lasting relationship with.
Is that you? That you?
Sorry.
I can't hear
you. I was pointing to myself. Is that you? Sorry, I'm acting out tonight.
It's okay. Bring it. Is it me you're looking for? Let me stop. I be walking through the malls, and I see all the men with their women. You know, the brothers don't even want to be with their wives, so they want to go look at the big-ass screen, the 60-inch television, like I said earlier. While their wives go through the stores, look at clothes, or their girlfriends, looking at shoes and everything, do I look good in this? No, they really don't, but they just say, yeah, baby, you know, that's cool, you know. Can we get the hell on out of here? And then so she gave me a saying, you can go ahead. But that will come into existence, so by next Christmas, I will be on the air and say, ha, 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 I got my lady.
Jingle bells.
Jingle bells.
Jingle bells. Number two. I see this every year, but I love it. And it's to see my son and family have a truly good time on Christmas Day. What more could I ask for?
Bless.
It's see smiles
when they open their present, like, wow, you know, or just to sit around and talk and have a great time like we did the month before on Thanksgiving. But it's Christmas, you know. So that brings tears to a man's joy, you know. Last but not least, well, the number one thing on my Christmas list that I want everyone to have fun and be safe on Christmas and have a prosperous New Year. I just ask for no more violence, no more tragedy. The world has suffered too much pain. I just want love and nothing wrong to happen that day. I remember I used to hear stories about children or people dying in fires on Christmas or whatever's on the news, and I my heart goes out to those past, present, and future. We hope that there's no future of that stuff, but I give love on Christmas Day.
That's it.
And there you go. You're actually used to be slave.
No doubt. There it is. CK's top tens, the do's and the don'ts for the holidays. Absolutely. And I would like to say, before we get to the fabulous news, because I want to know what's going on, I just want to say on January 1st, I would like everybody to please join D-Slate for the New Year revolution. The revolution is upon us. Join D. I ain't got no damn resolution. I got a revolution. Join D-Slate on the revolution because it's going down for the New Year. Absolutely. Now, right now, ladies and gentlemen, we want to know what's going on out there. What's happening? What's the business? What's going on? Miss Fabulous, what fab news do you have for us today?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for that, D-Slate. The D-Hour Show Radio Network, Blog Talk Radio, D-Slate, CK, Miss Fabulous in the building on tonight. I've got a couple of more days until Christmas. A lot of people feel with excitement in spite of the doomsday listing as well as the financial cliff. Far as doomsday is concerned, we know not the hour nor the day. Whatever your religious affiliation is, continue to believe and the higher being that we will be okay. When we open our eyes, we will know that we are still standing. We are still standing. And that's all I'm going to say on that point. Let's move forward. The most recent tragedies that occurred in Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. You know, some people say Connecticut, but it's Connecticut. I'm a New Englander. And, you know, there's always some copycats that always try to emulate for media exposure or attention. And I really think that is very sad, and I just don't have words for people who attempt to reestablish or redefine such atrocities and tragedies. Well, here in Virginia, Northern Virginia rather, in Strasburg, Virginia, coincidentally, the other elementary school was named, get this, Sandy Hook Elementary School. There was a gentleman, the age of 33 years of age, went into the school, had a firearm, and he said his reason for doing so was to test out the quickness or the rapidness of the emergency responders or how the school is handling their security since the most recent tragedy in Connecticut. How sad
wow.
is that?
Wow.
Yes. And just coincidentally, the school is named Sandy Hook Elementary School. And once again,
wow.
this is in Strasburg, Virginia, Strasburg, Virginia, which is adjacent from Washington, D.C. That was very troubling and very troubling. Here in the Hampton Roads area, and particularly within the last week, there's been 6 incidences where either weapons have been found on school grounds, coincidentally, or students have been bringing weapons to school, A, in fear of their own lives, or B, parents have given them the weapons. happens, there are a lot of discussions and roundtable discussions as it relates to upping school security in various school systems throughout the United States. There have been drills that have been taking place, reevaluations. Some has gone as far as to say, should they have teachers to become armed with you know, ammunition to protect themselves? Should you have military personnel stationed within the school setting? And then last but not least, police officers. In a lot of metropolis areas, there already are police officers. Here in Virginia, they're called SRO police officers. They're with the department. However, they're stationary within various schools. Throughout the country, tomorrow is going to be considered a moment of silence for the most recent tragedy here, once again, in Virginia, at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The governor has declared a moment of silence. So in your respective institutions and throughout your day, it's going to be asked that you please stand for to remember those who have fallen as victims for the Sandy Hook Elementary School shootings. And there will be a national bell that will ring 26 times in remembrance of those persons. Just want to get to two more points. Once again, you know, I think it was CK or someone that made mention for his tragedies around this time of year. This is one of the most highest depression rates for people that are going through, that have either lost loved ones or lost their employment. And just understand that brighter days are ahead of us, ladies and gentlemen. Brothers and sisters, you got to stand strong. You have to understand that there is someone else out there who may not be without gifts, but they may not be with the gift of life. They may have lost that. So, you know, we are alive. We have breath in our lungs. We're able to move our limbs and so forth. So for that, ladies and gentlemen, we are all so grateful. I'm not trying to preach. But just take care of yourselves, most importantly, and take care of each other. The weather is also another point of interest in closing. In your travels, there are going to be a lot of difficulties trying to expedite throughout airports and things of that nature, a lot of delays that are going to be taking place because of the extreme weather, snow in various parts of the United States, to include Midwest and Northern Virginia, East, Northeast of, you know, of the states and the United States, of course. And again, if you're in travel, just be safe on those highways and byways and on the roads. And we just hope from your family to our family and from our family to your family of the D-Hour Show Radio Network of Blog Talk Radio, we're wishing you and yours a very, very Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, soon to be Kwanzaa, and nonetheless, I personally would not be making resolutions this year. I will be inclining upon a solution, how to become a better me. And I suggest you do the same into becoming a better you. This is Ms. Fabulous for the Fab Fabulous News on behalf of the Hour Show Radio Network. Back to you, D. Slate.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen, the Fab Fabulous News right here on the D. Hour Show Radio Network, getting it in, absolutely. I'm going to take a quick music break. When we come back, we're going to close it out and let you guys enjoy the rest of your night and your holiday. And we had a ball. Big shout out and big ups to the Extreme for hanging out with us. We had a wonderful time with those brothers, absolutely. Right now, I want to definitely get you guys back in some spirit. It's Mariah Carey with All I Want for Christmas right here on the D Hour Show.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come. All I want for
Absolutely. All we want for Christmas is you to keep tuning into the D-Hour show all the time, every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. You never know who's going to be hanging out with us. Thank you guys so much for tuning in tonight. Miss Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas is You, getting it in for the fit-ins tonight. It was a wonderful night. We had a wonderful and incredible time with the brothers of 2D Extreme. And make sure you guys check them out on Facebook and Twitter as well. And keep supporting those brothers and everything that they're doing. And definitely we can't wait to find out and listen to and see all the new endeavors and things that you guys are working on. Definitely can't wait for that. And big ups and big shout out to all you guys. And definitely Miss Angela Davis, thank you so much for having those brothers, allowing those brothers to hang out with us and get it in with us as well. Ladies and gentlemen, we had a wonderful time. Thank you guys so much for hanging out on the D-Hour Show Celebrity Thursday with 2D Extreme tonight. Have fun as usual and keep it up. We got the Covenant Cafe coming up for you guys this Sunday, and the brothers are definitely going to be getting in. Make sure you guys tune in to that 6:30 Eastern, 5:30 Central. So definitely make sure you guys tune into the Covenant Cafe this Sunday for some incredible gospel music and inspiration with Lamont Ferguson, Poetic Lace, wonderful brothers, man. They get it in for us all the time on the Covenant Cafe. We're going to go around and close it out right now. Miss Fabulous, your closing comments for tonight.
Oh, absolutely. This has been a tremendous Celebrity Thursday on the D-Hour Show Radio Network, Blog Talk Radio. I've had an immense full of a time with our musical guests on this evening, 2D Extreme. Those are some well-versed, very talented, very down-to-earth brothers. I truly, truly, to the 15th power, enjoyed your company on this evening, and I wish nothing but the best in the upcoming 2013 year of much success. Looking forward to hearing more projects and more of your music. And I also want to say this, that I'm just praying for increase and blessings, you know, for 2013, everywhere from, you know, Newtown, Connecticut to the Middle East. I'm hoping that, you know, there's peace within the hearts of people who are going through. And most importantly, I just want you all to remember the reason for the season and not be so fixated on gifts and things of that nature. I can't express enough, please be kind to one another, not just when the salvation bells are ringing, but, you know, we all need change. And change is sometimes hard to deal with, but it's necessary. And shout out to my god sister who treated me to dinner, PYT Katrina Taylor. Thank you so, so very much for thinking about me over the holidays. I appreciate that. To my family, friends, and supporters, and most importantly to you all, my brother D. Slate, the founder of the D-Hour Show Radio Network and executive producer of my show, I Got Something to Say show, CK, Mr. Norfolk. I just truly enjoy working with you all. I'm just looking forward to great things to come in 2013. God bless you all.
Absolutely. CK?
Thank you. I just want to tell everybody, be safe, be blessed, be wise, and you never know, because if you inspire, someone might be inspiring you, and that's my morning post every day on Facebook. For the holidays, enjoy yourself, love yourself. If you feel like you have no one to talk to, find me on Facebook. I will talk to you through anything. Don't go do anything hectic, anything crazy. Love, and love will be given in return. I had a fun time tonight with to the stream. Them boys, they are straight up family. We had fun.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight's show was really great. So,
jingle bells.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, again, we had a wonderful time with you guys. Please enjoy the rest of your night. And for me to you, we talked about throughout the show, we want peace and we want everybody to be safe. Here's a song to close out the show and for the rest of the show. Miss Whitney Houston, Joy to the World. Enjoy the rest of your night. Be blessed.
Good night.